Number 10,279, Robert and Diana Lawson, southeast of Route 18, east corner of Road 321, a variance from additional ground signs and wall signs.
Name and address.
I'm Robert Lawson, 18759 Harbison Road, Harbison, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
My wife and I have owned Route 9 Auto Center at the corner of Route 9 and Park Avenue for 4.5 years. When we bought the property, it was bought with permits and regulations in place. We purchased it from John Scott, who built the business starting in 1998. We have paid for the county tax signs all along and thought we were doing everything right, and just a couple weeks ago we got a visit and we were told that we needed 2 additional ground signs and 3 additional wall signs, and I have no idea why, what this came about from or why it's there, but we just want to be in compliance and within the law. So to show some uniqueness or need for these signs, we are located on 2 major roads, Route 9 and Park Avenue. Development is encroaching on us to our west, which would is going to visually impair some of the site of our property, is the new Sussex County Realtors addition. They're already existing there, but they're adding a huge building on there. On the east side of us are homes. The one property has trees that are going to go clear out to Route 9. The second house on Route 9 side is close to the road and cause a visual problem there. The first house on Park Avenue is fairly close to the road, plus they have just planted a line of trees. And, of course, there is a new state highway or state light controlling the intersection, which maybe is going to be safer, but it may cause a problem as far as visually seeing our operation. To show you a little bit that we were trying to be legal all the way, my nephew has a flag business in front of the service area, and I required him to get his permit, and this has been, I want to say, 2, maybe 3 years ago, and no red flag showed up at that time that we were not in compliance. So I'm here to tell you that we want to be in compliance and do what we're supposed to do, and would like to get permission to leave the existing signs.
Well, I'm very familiar with your case, Mr. Lawson, and the inspector that was out there is working, all the inspectors, the code enforcement, are working out through Sussex County to make sure that all signages are legal and adhere to the code. So that's where it's coming from. And
well, she said that the backlog had been so that they haven't been able to do this, and now
correct.
With things caught up and
we're doing that right now. We're catching up.
And, I mean, I'm just a bit.
You don't see any more of those little signs around either, do you? Those little road signs?
No, I know. And I mean,
they've been pretty busy.
Yes.
You know.
Well, I understand, and I just
So they're doing their job.
Yeah. Hey, I'm not complaining. I just want to be in compliance.
Sure.
Mr. Lawson, I take it that the one that says Route 9 Auto Center Complete Care, and I'm speaking of the ground signs right now.
Yes, sir.
That is your main sign.
Yes, and
You have a request for 2 additional ground signs, one being the first state sign?
No, that's the one that my nephew has. It's already in compliance.
Compliance. What they have a SAM sign down the other side. You know the SAM?
Yeah, that needs, she indicated that needs to be removed.
Right.
But the other sign is on Route 9, and she didn't take any pictures of it. I'm wrong, Park Avenue.
Park Avenue.
Yes, I'm sorry.
So this is considered just one sign?
That's considered one sign.
Okay, what about the one beside it?
That's the one that she's saying needs to be removed.
That's the one that needs to be removed.
The one that would be otherwise considered portable?
Whatever. That's when we congratulate the football team when they make a win.
You're asking me to do that.
Nothing, okay.
He's answering me to that.
Okay, so the two additional signs that you're requesting would be one on Park Avenue.
Yes, sir.
And then additional one on Route 9?
Yes, sir.
Of course, two additional wall signs.
Yes, sir.
They're already there for me.
None of these are new signs except the flag, which your nephew got from.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. And the only new sign that's been built was the sign of my nephew of the flag business. Yes, sir.
Big flag business.
And it's okay legal, as far as we know, I hope.
Part of the original. In fact, that you could add up to include 150 square feet on each side.
If you wanted to.
Yes.
Right now it's 89, I think.
89.4.
You got more information than I do.
right now that sign is 89.4 square feet.
Okay.
It can be 150 square feet.
Oh, good.
So you could increase the size of that sign.
We need to improve our signs. That's for sure.
Yeah, so you've got plenty left there, Mr. Lawson.
Pardon?
So you got room left there then?
Yes.
So you're on.
Mr. Lawson, when you decide to do that, why don't you stop in and see that inspector and she'll help you out?
Yes, okay, it will be handled that way first. I'm not going to put a sign up there and then say, no, that's not right.
She's there to help you also.
Oh, she's been very nice.
Good, thank you.
I appreciate how she's handled it, matter of fact, and you can let her know. I said that under oath tonight.
And like that. I would say, if you could just put a little letter to that, they get a lot of negative, okay? And that would be nice to put in her file.
I would love to do that.
Thank you. You can send that to me, Mr. Rick.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
Mr. Mills?
Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I think uniqueness qualifies this application because of it being fronting two roads and necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. I don't think it'll alter essential character of the neighborhood. There's quite a few businesses there with signage and minimum forward relief. I make a motion we approve case number 10,279.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,279. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate it, sir.